This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back, Ed Vitagliano, Jim Stanley, J.J. Jasper, and David Dabney.
Birthday Dave.
We are your professors today for Trivia Friday, also known as...
Learning University.
That's right, where we make you a more better person and
smarter
student.
Hey, Ed, Dave Dabney is one of our phone volunteers. He stayed over... A lot of our phone volunteers on the road heading home. We pray for traveling mercies, angels Amen. To be around their vehicles. But we just concluded our three-day share-a-thon. We can't say thank you enough for the love, the prayers, the support that people Amen. Show American Family Amen. Association yeah. and American Family Radio.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Amen. And folks, a little while ago we mentioned that it's not too late if you were out of town for whatever reason or you've been praying about it and you feel like you would like to support the ministry. You can still do so. At 877-616-2396 or online at afr.net.
So those who are procrastinators
right.
can still slip in under the wire. Well, the fact is you can give any time.
Can
you be a
procrastinator?
You can.
Because remember, Tim said that you could add ER to the end of any Scrabble word.
Yes.
My wife told me that was incorrect. I tried it.
You can, because that just simply makes whatever it is even more so.
Better
or more. So, all right. Hey, let's go back to the phones, Jim.
All right.
It is Trivia Friday. We want to get as many calls in as we can.
Going to talk to Justin from North Carolina. Justin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
Doing great. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Justin?
Well, this is my first time, so I'm going to try to do it all.
All right.
Okay, man. Well, welcome. Welcome to class.
Which one did you want to ask or answer?
I wanted to answer the one about the umpire. I'm not sure if I know it, but I want to give it a shot.
All right. Here you go. How many umpires handle a regular season Major League Baseball game?
I want to say there's three. One at the first baseline, third baseline, and one behind home plate.
You are close, but incorrect.
Okay.
All right.
I think I know the answer to that. What I'm going to be interested in is during the playoffs and stuff.
I got you, brother.
Okay, we'll find out. All right, Justin, what's your question for us?
My question for you guys is something I've found interesting. I was in my studies and stuff. There are, other than Jesus, who raised multiple people from the dead, how many people in the Bible, both Old and New Testament, raised people from the dead?
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk amongst ourselves, Justin. Okay. So don't say yes or
you
no.
You have Elijah. Elisha.
Did Elisha do it?
Okay. He raised someone from the dead?
I'm wondering. You know, okay. Elijah, but yeah. did Elisha?
And then what? Wasn't it Peter?
Well, it seems to me that when they were, I thought it was just the apostles, but maybe
right.
maybe Peter or Paul.
When you have Peter, James, and John in so many of those
right.
instances where they went in a room
and sang,
and somebody was, but not just the group, but there in the Bible.
Paul too.
Whenever they had, I wonder if they get credit all three. We're
yeah.
just kind of talking among ourselves.
Yeah. So
we better throw out an answer.
All right, here
okay.
we go.
All right, the answer. Let's say Elijah, Peter, and Paul. You guys good with that?
I'm good with that.
All right, that's our answer, Justin. We're kind of guessing a little bit, but how'd we do?
All right. Elijah raised the widow's son in 1 Kings 17.
Right.
Elisha raised the widow's
Jay
son
said
in
that.
2 Kings chapter 4. And Peter raised one in Acts chapter 9. And Paul raised the little boy that fell out the window in Acts chapter 20.
Yes, see, if we had had more confidence in Professor Jasper,
yes,
we'd have
yes.
nailed that.
So it would have been four.
We said four.
Well, we
not
we,
really.
Not really.
No.
Well, we waffled. We started kind of getting towards four, and then we waffled. We should have
yeah.
stuck with JJ.
Hey, good. That's a good trivia
excellent,
question.
Excellent
that's why we're here.
Question.
Way to go, Justin.
See, we learned something there.
Uh-huh.
Justin, thanks for calling. Have a great weekend.
All right, let's go to back to the phones.
All right, here we go. Mark calling from Louisiana. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning. How are y'all?
We're
doing good.
Good,
groovy.
Y'all got a phone line that's about as hard to get through as a third monkey trying to get on the ark.
Hey, that's one of my favorite verses, the one you just referenced, Mark.
Hey, Mark, good opening line, brother. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I think I'll try to do both, since I probably won't be able to get through in the rest of the year.
Okay. Which one did you want to answer?
During a regular season ball game,
yes, sir.
Four regular umpires.
And that is absolutely right.
Way to go, nice. Mark. Okay, I'm with that last guy. I thought there were three, with Justin or whoever. So who's the fourth?
You got one at each base and one at home plate.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. And sense. Then, Mark, turn your radio down for us, brother. Because I'm hearing me twice, and that distracts me. It's like a shiny squirrel. And then, Ed, in answer to your additional question, there are six in the postseason games because they put one on each foul line.
Down the line?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So,
great job.
Mark, what's your question for us?
All right. It's a little bit of a history question.
Oh, we're out.
Who was the first radio operator to be credited with picking up the news of Joseph Stalin's death during the Cold War?
Mr. Ham.
I think he was already passed.
The first radio operator to pick up the news of Joseph Stalin's death?
That's correct.
That would have been, he died in the 1950s, I believe. Anybody
That's
have
correct.
A...
Walter Cronkite.
No, probably one radio guy. I don't know. That's a great question, Mark. I don't know the answer to it. Who was it?
Johnny Cash, who was stationed as a radio operator in Landstuhl.
Wow.
Johnny Cash.
Wow. Now, see, our Mark, shortcoming there is we were just thinking our style of radio.
Right.
So. But Mark, that you epitomized why we have this show. We do have a lot of fun, but trivia questions like that is awesome.
That really was. Yes. That's great stuff.
Yes. Johnny Cash.
Hey, you know what, David? Pardon me, Mark. I like that so much. I'm going to bend the rules a little bit.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to send you a copy of Trivia Friday's excerpts, funniest, most hilarious something.
Highlights.
There you go.
Volume
That's the
two.
One.
All right.
It's a CD that I don't know the name of, but you're going to love it.
Mark,
I'm going to put you on hold, brother.
I'm not sure I'll be able to handle all of it at one time.
Hey, who could, Mark? Who could?
Well, thanks,
Mark,
for calling.
Yeah, don't hang up, Mark. We're going to put you on hold. All right, brother?
Well, he'll get
thank you so much.
He'll get so excited about that, he'll be out there in the driveway saying, I hear the postman coming down the track. I ain't had no...
All right, hey, guys, let's one last time before the show is over, let's go ahead and reset our questions.
Well, if Tim were here, he would tell me that I've had this question for almost an hour and a half.
Let's go.
We're going to start with David.
Start with Dave.
Go man, ahead. I've left out Jay. I'm superseding birthday Dave, so... Go ahead, Dave.
What year will we have our next presidential election on November 2nd? And what is the middle verse in the New Testament?
All right, good.
Now
all right,
can
Jim.
Now can I go, Professor Vitagliano?
Now, go
okay.
Now.
I've had this question for nearly an hour and a half. What comic strip character celebrates his fifth birthday every April? And then that's the only one I got.
Okay, I still have two left. In Revelation 9, the angel of the abyss is named Abaddon and Apollyon. What does the name mean? My second question that remains, what is the fastest fish in the ocean?
I'm going to add one, true or false. If you add 37 to the number of chirps made by an ordinary house cricket in 15 seconds, the result will be the current temperature. Let me go through that again. Here's what you do. You're out in the woods, and you hear a cricket chirp. You count how many times he chirps in 15 seconds, and you add the number 37 to that, and it will be the current temperature.
JJ.
True or false?
We just had a break. What did you get in your water?
Don't underestimate JJ Jasper.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
All right, David calling from North Carolina. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy it. Enjoy the show.
Well, thank you, brother. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I have to do both, please. I've got a – seems like you guys got a few North Carolinians applying to university this morning.
Yeah, we do. All right. Which question you want to take a shot at?
I'm going to try the fastest fish.
All right. What is the fastest fish in the ocean?
I'm going to guess a Mako shark.
No, it's up there, but it's not the correct answer.
I guess keyword was fish and not shark, right?
Well, that is true, but sharks are not as fast as this fish. So,
boy, don't you love to be at those?
It's the one right in front of the shark.
Yeah,
getting away.
Don't you love to be there at the beach when they have those fish races and you hear that dun 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 dun, and they're off.
The gates have opened.
I guess it's better than hearing the Jaws theme.
Exactly.
There you go. David, what's your question for us?
Okay, last week someone asked the question about the scale used to measure the heat of peppers.
Yes, sir.
And it was Scoville. What was his occupation?
He was a pepper eater. He and Peter Piper.
He made Salisbury steaks.
Right, for the peppers.
Did anybody know what his occupation
was?
We
don't have a clue.
I think you stumped us, David. What was his occupation?
He was a pharmacist.
A pharmacist.
Wow. Okay. Wow. There you go.
That makes sense.
He encouraged the sale of antacids.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to ask, did he invent the antacid? All right, David, thanks for calling.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate the show.
All right, have a
great
week. You
know, if we're going to connect the dots and follow that line of thinking, then it was probably a group of chiropractors that started the sport of gymnastics.
And invented the trampoline.
Right. All right, we're going to talk to Joyce calling from Pennsylvania. Joyce, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Groovy.
Incredible. Good.
It's a little wet and rainy up here today.
I'd like to do both.
All right, which one did you want to answer?
The middle verse of the New Testament.
Mr. Dabney.
What is the middle verse in the New Testament?
Acts 17:17.
That's correct.
Wow.
Way to go. Yes. Nicely done, Joyce.
Thank you.
Joyce, how did you know that? Did you have to look it up, or is that one of those things that just kind of hung on from a Sunday school class somewhere?
That was hung on from a Bible study.
Okay, right. Wow. Acts 17:17.
Well, now I'm curious, what does the verse say, Dave?
All right, Dave.
He's going to.
Okay, right, go ahead. Tell us, Joyce.
Tell us, Joyce.
So he reasoned in the synagogue with both Jews and God-fearing Greeks, as well as in the marketplace day by day, with those who happen to be there.
All right.
Wow.
Thanks. Good job.
Nicely done.
Great.
Hey, Joyce, have a great...
I come prepared.
She has a question. She has a question for us.
Oh, that's right.
First of all, I want to say hi to Ed, because I met him when he was up here for the revival.
Oh, all right.
Real City.
I loved being up there. The folks were so nice, and I enjoyed it, and it was great. And Pennsylvania folks are just as hospitable as Southerners, as far as I can tell.
It sounded like he was asking to come back. Joyce, can you hook him up?
Well, yeah, now. I can hook him up.
I'm not originally
from this area, so my question has to do with, what is the icebox of Pennsylvania?
The icebox of Pennsylvania?
I don't know, but the armpit of Jim Stanley needs to meet it.
That is a disgusting reply. The icebox of Pennsylvania. You know what? Anybody have even a guess? Joyce, you got us. Enlighten the staff.
It's a little town called Kane, K-A-N-E, Pennsylvania, and it's considered the coldest spot in Pennsylvania year-round. It's in the Alleghenies and close to the Kinzu Dam.
Did you say year-round?
It's cold. Yeah, it's never very warm there. I can leave here. My mom left there a few years ago, but I could get almost within 17 miles of there, and it would be beautiful blue skies, and all of a sudden I'd hit snow-covered roads. And
Wow.
So
there's
where
a place I need to visit.
I love cold weather.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know about all year round, but Well, Joyce, thank you so much, and thanks for listening. And say hi to the folks up there. I really did enjoy it. I am not inviting myself back, but I will go anywhere to preach.
If called upon, I will serve.
That's correct.
Well, we like to hear that.
All right. Thank you, Joyce.
Thanks a lot.
Have a great weekend. Moving on to Dusty calling from Texas. We go from the icebox of Pennsylvania to Dusty in Texas. Is that appropriate, Dusty? Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Dusty?
I'll do both.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
The fastest fish. Did that guy answer it a minute ago?
All right. What is the fastest fish in the ocean?
Is it the barracuda?
It is not. It is not. But I'd run from that one too.
Yeah.
I'd swim from sharks and barracudas. But that is not the correct answer. Something even faster.
It was a fast car, a Mopar.
The Barracuda. Barracuda?
Yeah.
Hey, Dusty, turn your radio down for us, brother.
It's down.
Okay. All right, what's your question for us?
What is the state of sleep that a hummingbird goes into when it sleeps at night?
The state
it's
of
a,
sleep?
It's like a coma. It's like a coma. Coma type of sleep.
And there's a name for it, you mean?
Yeah.
So the hummingbird hibernates. I did not know that, when they go to sleep at night.
Is that what you're talking about, Dusty? Is it hibernation?
I guess technically that's what it is, but there's a specific name for it.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I think you got us,
we're
Dusty.
Out.
What is the name of that?
Torpor.
Oh, torpor.
Torpor.
Okay.
That's right in front of the barracuda. So, because he's trying to torpedo it.
Oh, man.
Don't ask me to spell it either.
All right.
Well, it's T-O-R-P-U-R.
Wow.
That sounds close enough.
Yeah.
Don't mess with Ed, man.
And I sometimes like a good torpor sandwich, you know, but I don't know. I'm trying to help you out, Jim. All right, Dusty. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, moving on to Ginger in Florida. Ginger, welcome to Trivia Friday on today's issues. Try one more time. There we go. Hi, Ginger.
Yes, good morning.
Or if you're
further east in the Eastern time zone, good afternoon. Ginger, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I just want to ask and answer.
Okay, which one did you want to answer?
The Apollyon one.
Well, in Revelation 9, the angel, that question there is what you're talking about?
Yeah.
All right. In Revelation 9, the angel of the abyss is named Abaddon. That is the Hebrew word. And it is also in Greek called Apollyon. But what does the name mean?
Okay. The first one said King of the Locusts. And Apollyon means destroyer.
Well, yeah, they both kind of basically mean the same thing, destruction or destroyer. So good
nice
job.
Nice
yes.
job.
Yes. Good job.
Way to go, Ginger.
Excellent. Ginger, did you know that? You have to look it up or what?
I cheated. I looked it up.
Hey,
that's okay.
Listen, yeah, we encourage people to look stuff up.
That's
research.
Right.
Research. That's right. We like it. So, so did you have a question for us, you said?
No.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for calling. Where are you listening to us at in Florida?
Bradenton.
Bradenton? All right.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. We've got a new station on. Is it Jacksonville?
It's in Jacksonville.
So maybe she's listening on our brand new station. Those of you who are new listeners, we just want to say welcome.
Yes. We have scattered around the country several new radio listening audiences, and hopefully as people begin to hear about us, they will become faithful listeners.
Amen. So. Jared calling from Arkansas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Did you say Jared? My phone messed up there.
Yes, sir. Jared, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Sir. Thank you. I enjoy the show. I listen to it every Friday. Thanks for taking my call. The lady before me actually just took the answer I was going to do with the Revelation 9.
Okay.
And I'm not 100% sure what some of the other questions were. You guys want to just pick one, throw it out there, and I'll take a guess.
All right, well, here, I'll throw one out to you. What is the fastest fish in the ocean? We've had guesses of barracuda and shark, but those are incorrect. What do you think is the fastest fish in the ocean?
I'm just going to guess maybe a dolphin.
No, I mean, that's it is a great guess, but that is not correct.
All
right. I'm gonna go ahead and give the answer to that one since we are getting close. No, we still have we still have more folks. So,
all right.
Anyway, you have a question for us, Jared?
I do. It actually went along with the Revelation 9 answer that you guys gave. My question to you guys is, what dictator in the modern era that his name in Arabic meant the destroyer? His name meant the destroyer in Arabic.
I'm guessing you don't mean Barack Hussein Obama.
No. that's a really good guess, though.
All right. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here. Saddam Hussein, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah.
Saddam Hussein?
I don't know. Abedini?
That's the Italian guy that used to live down the street from
from the fastest fish.
All right, we're just going to guess Saddam Hussein.
That's a good guess. That's who it is.
All right. Wow. Okay. Wow. Destroyer.
We'll clap for ourselves.
Yeah. Ed is tearing it up.
Well, that's
professors win again.
Yes, sir. That's right. Jared, thank you so much for listening to AFR, and have yourself a great weekend.
Yes, sir. You got to.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and call it. Lisa from Texas will be our last caller for today on Trivia Friday. Lisa, go ahead.
Well, the woman two calls ago got mine. It was the Abaddon and Apollyon. But I have a question for you.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, what are the seven demonstrations of Christ's power in the Bible?
The seven demonstrations.
Out of Luke, in Luke, in the book of Luke, there are seven examples of Christ's demonstration of his powers.
Okay. Well, he transformed the water into wine.
Well, that's from John.
That's John.
Gospel of John. This is specifically from Luke.
From the book of Luke, yes, sir.
Okay, so you basically all right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves and see if we can get the seven. You listen in. Don't say yes or no until we say we're ready.
Okay.
One of them is raising...
Jairus' daughter, was it?
The widow's son from the dead in Luke chapter 7.
The funeral that was in process. He stopped the funeral and raised the little boy.
All right. Stilled the sea, maybe? Stilled the storm? Were you guys... Is that you guys okay with that?
I am.
All right. I think we're just about out of time. Why don't we just let her?
Go ahead and tell her.
We'll sit here and
you
got to
stump
this.
Lisa.
Go ahead and just, because we're almost out of time, Lisa, just go ahead and read those off to us.
Okay. And in John 4, 31 to 37, he cast demons out. The demons are cast out. In 4, 38 to 39, Peter's mother-in-law is healed. Then 4, 40 to 44, Jesus ministers.
Hey, Lisa, I am so sorry. We are out of time. We've got to give the answer still to our questions.
But we appreciate your calling.
Thank you, Lisa. All right, guys, we got to wrap it up. Go ahead and give your answers.
Yeah, the November 2nd, that year is 2032.
Okay.
All right. What comic strip character celebrates his fifth birthday every April?
Charlie Brown?
Dennis the Menace.
Dennis the Menace. Fastest fish in the ocean is the sailfish, 68 miles per hour.
Wow.
If you hear a regular house cricket, count how many times he chirps in 15 seconds, add the number 37, that will give you the current temperature. That is 100%.
I'm going to say true.
True.
All right.
Wow.
Great.
Yeah. You're out camping. There you go. That's why we're here, to help you. You're welcome.
All right, folks. Trivia Friday. We're done. Keep listening to American Family Radio.